Coast 93.1. Good morning, 5:08 Friday. Blake and Eva Show. Live from the interracial lesbian couple's house.
Wow.
We're bringing some diversity to the radio this morning. Right. Oh, wait. So Sharon and Amy are here.
Okay, hi.
And hi, Sharon.
Hi, Blake.
Hi. Thank you for having
us. She's gonna get all quiet.
Amy, Sharon found out about 14 minutes ago that we were coming. Amy had applied.
It's my fault.
So Heidi's Brooklyn Deli is bringing breakfast soon.
Oh, good. Nice.
So that's good news.
Thank you for opening up your house.
You're welcome.
Now, Sharon has an interesting connection to Eva. There's a two-pronged connection. The first one is that Sharon thought Eva was black for about 2 years.
I know. Like, of all the things, like, you know, if you thought I was kind of a Jewish princess or anything, yes.
No, no.
But
I just thought you were black.
Yeah.
Like, she
comes up to Eva on, like, a boat cruise we were on. She goes, I thought you were a sister.
I did. To my surprise. Yeah.
She's the whitest person on the radio.
So yes, she is.
And then the other connection is that Eva's had this shoulder issue, which happened at Sharon's 30th.
Right.
Birthday
okay, sorry
party.
Sorry about that. Outed you.
Eva,
that's all right.
Eva, who's the Nazi about age releases, outed her age. No, it was at Sharon's birthday party where Eva was dancing up a storm. How much do you think she may have had to drink?
The whole bar.
You know, you don't ever feel that plastered until you do a 360 turn and boom, you go down.
You did it.
In other words, you don't know how much you drank until the next morning when all of a sudden you can't lift your hand above your elbow.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then I gave someone some pearls, which I don't know what that means in the lesbian world, but they were holding them hostage until I met them for a drink to get them back.
I don't know a lot about biology, but
I
don't think that means anything. I don't think that means anything. So we're here. We're in Portland. We're what would you call this neighborhood? North Deering, ish.
Riverside.
Yeah. Okay. What I know is we're not that far from Allagash, and they open.
Honey, I see wine glasses behind us. These girls have something.
Of course.
Okay.
Even the mooch. I was gonna go get my own, and she's like, "They've already got pouring things in here, so they must have some stashed away." So we got Heidi's Brooklyn Deli coming. If you want to do this to yourself, if you're like a sadomasochist and you want us at your house, go to coast931.com and you can apply like Amy did. We got ghosted. We had chosen. I know this is
rude.
You were not on the A-list. They were the backup.
The thing is,
you know, we initially said we want to find a place, you know, with kids and where there's a whole morning routine and, you know, someone who Eva can really terrorize. She's already started. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but then
calling the dog fat.
They ghosted.
Making fun of the perfume.
They ghosted. We had chosen a family because we really liked you guys. We wanted to come here, you know, towards the end of the summer maybe. Mm-hmm. But then they didn't respond. The first family. So we got blown off, and now here we are. And then we said, Sharon and Amy, do you want us? Do you still want us? And they were like, Oh my God, yes. And here we are.
I know, and this is a very cute setup.
Yeah, the first thing Eva said when she walked into the door is, well, the dog's fat. That's nice.
Well, then in the bathroom, she has white diamonds. Remember Elizabeth Taylor white diamonds perfume? Yeah, it's kind of cheesy. So I'm thinking, that is so not Sharon. I don't know Amy as well. And I come out and I'm like, white diamonds? And she's like, it was my grandmother's.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, sorry.
Show over yet?
Yeah, seriously. We're lucky we're still here. Four more hours of good times. Just wait till we start nitpicking the decor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.